ציטוט מספר 13, בעל הסולם,
from בעל הסולם שמעתי 121, she is like merchant ships.
כתוב כי לא על הלחם לבדו יחיה האדם.
This is the meaning of that man doth not live by bread only, but by everything that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord. This means that the life of kedusha, of sanctity within one, does not come specifically from drawing closer, from entrances, that is, admissions into kedusha, but also from the exits, from the removals. This is so because through the dressing of the sitra achra in one's body, where it claims she is all mine with a just argument, one is awarded permanent faith by overcoming these states. This means that one should unite everything with the Creator, that even the exits stem from Him. And when he is rewarded, he sees that both the exits and the entrances were all from Him, from the Creator. This forces one to be humble, since now he sees that the Creator does everything, the exits as well as the entrances. And this is the meaning of what is said about Moses, that he was humble and patient, that one must tolerate the lowliness. Thus, in each degree, one should hold on to the lowliness. And the minute he loses the lowliness, he immediately loses all the degrees of Moses that he had already achieved. This is the meaning of patience. Lowliness exists in everyone, but not every person feels that lowliness is a good thing. Thus, one does not want to suffer. However, Moses tolerated the humility, which is why he was called humble, since the lowliness made him glad. Vision. Item 14, Baal Sulam Shamati 143, only good for Israel. Only good to Israel. God is to the pure of heart. It is known that only and just are diminutives. This means that in every place the Torah writes only and just, it comes to diminish. Therefore, in work matters, we should interpret it as when one diminishes oneself and lowers oneself. Lowliness applies when one wants to be proud, meaning that he wants to be in gadlut, in greatness. This means that one wants to understand every single thing, that his soul craves hearing and seeing in everything. But still he lowers himself and agrees to go with eyes shut and to observe the Torah and commandments in utter simplicity. This is good to Israel. The word Yesharkel is the letters of Li Rosh, or the head, the mind is mine. This means that he believes he has the mind of Kedusha, of sanctity, although he is only discerned as just, meaning that he is in a state of diminution and lowliness. And he says about this that this just that it is absolute good. Then the verse, God is to the pure of heart, exists in him, meaning that he is awarded with a pure heart. And this is the meaning of, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. The heart of flesh is mochin devak, called mochin of clothing, which comes from the upper one. Mochin degal, however, should come from the lower one, meaning through the scrutinies of the lower one. The issue of vak de mochin and gar de mochin requires explanation. There are many discernments of vak and gar in each degree, and perhaps he is referring to what he wrote in several places, that the katnut, called galgalta ve'naim of the lower one, rise to man through the kli that raises man, called achap of the upper one. It therefore follows that the upper one elevates the lower one, and then to receive the gao of the lights and the achap of the kelim, the lower one should rise back towards the goal. We have to
quote number 15, Bala Sulam Shamati. What is the difference between a shade of Kedusha and a shade of Sitra Achra? The shade of Klipa, shell, is called another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. In Kedusha, sanctity, however, it is called under its shade I delighted to sit, and its fruit was sweet to my palate. In other words, one says that all the concealments and the afflictions one feels are because the Creator has sent him these situations so that one will have a place to work above reason. When one has the strength to say that is, that the Creator causes him all that, it is to one's benefit. This means that through that one can come to work in order to bestow and not for oneself. At that time, one comes to realize, meaning believes, that the Creator enjoys specifically this work, which is built entirely on above reason. It follows that one does not pray to the Creator that the shadows will flee from the world. Rather, one says, I see that the Creator wants me to serve him in this manner, entirely above reason. Thus, in everything that one does, one says, of course the Creator enjoys his work. So why should I care if I work in a state of concealment of the face? Because one wants to work in order to bestow, meaning that the Creator will enjoy. Therefore, he has no abasement from this work, meaning a sensation that he is in a state of the concealment of the face, that the Creator does not enjoy this work. Instead, one agrees to the leadership of the Creator, meaning however the Creator wants one to feel the existence of the Creator during the work, one agrees wholeheartedly. This is so because one does not consider what can please him, but considers what can please the Creator. Thus, this shade brings him life. This is called, under its shadow I delighted, meaning one covets such a state where one can make some overcoming above reason.
Good or bad happens to him, he runs immediately to his parents to show them.
Quote number 16, Bala Sulam Shamati 16, what is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work?
Pay attention.
It is written, woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord. Wherefore would you have the day of the Lord? It's darkness, not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be as strong as if they see with their eyes with certainty that it is so. Meaning that the Creator guides the world in benevolence. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world in benevolence, because seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the created beings is benevolent. And while they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say to the Creator, we want to see the benevolence as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to impart them with such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. It means that there will not be a difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, meaning those who want to cleave to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. In other words, if they feel it as knowledge, then the light of God, called the upper abundance, will go to the vessels of reception, called the vessels of separation. And this they don't want, since it will go to the will to receive, which is the opposite of kedusha, sanctity, which is against the will to receive for self-satisfaction. Instead, they want to be attached to the Creator.